Morning. It's my privilege to call to order the Police Judicial and Legal Committee meeting for Monday, October 31st. Happy Halloween. And our agenda has been published, and if you need a copy, they have some out there. Item number two is approval of the minutes from our October 3rd meeting. Do we have a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
I did make a suggested change.
All right.
From a Scribner's error, and it's been revised.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, all in favor of the motion to approve the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Item three is public comments. If you have a comment to make to the committee today, please come to the lectern 2.5 minutes, please. And we need your name and address. And do we have somebody with a timer? All right. Mr. DeMora will let you know when your time is up.
Chris Coleman, 118 Pitt Street. Good morning and happy Halloween. We're back to really scary business. I know that it's been a difficult ordinance to work on and how hard you tried to come up with a consensus, and that's what this meeting is about, and so I'll keep my comments to a minimum. There are some steps I would recommend that you take. One is I would hire an experienced noise consultant. I've mentioned Les Poston at the Noise Clearinghouse. There's a terrific guy by the name of Norrell Stewart in North Carolina who also is very knowledgeable. Another thing I would do is have Chief Arnold contact police in other areas that have 55 or 60 noise ordinances and see what their experience has been. I think you're going to find out it doesn't shut down birthday parties. It doesn't do some of the kinds of things you've heard speculated will happen. Yeah, you could also have a working committee. That's possible, too. It's whatever you all think best. As I mentioned, there are a few changes, and I haven't gone through it in line items. The first is, I think I agree with some of the commenters that we need some kind of commercial decibel level. 60 probably is too low in a commercial area, so you ought to take a look at that. Two, you need to correct the amplified sound, plainly audible standard to get rid of the statement that it has to be above normal conversation inside your home. Three, you need some kind of limits on yard equipment, particularly time. That may be controversial. It may be good to consult with some people in that field. You need to add time limits for construction. It's not really there. And then five, I'd consider adding some exemptions. I heard some concerns about things like public events. I believe there was one in the old ordinance. You can look at things like that to address some things that are concerned. Your lawyers will tell you that may cause a legal issue, but it's worth looking at. That's all I have for today. And again, thank you for continuing to work on this.
Thank you. Next, please.
Everybody. Shannon Carter, 334 Hook Lane. Obviously been here several times over the previous months. Appreciate everybody's kind of work and effort to make sure we didn't just kind of push something through that ended up with some problematic areas. So I really appreciate the continued effort to try to work on this, that maybe one size fits all isn't solution. A couple of the points I just want to make that I've made before, I think that in terms of the ordinance, I think just a few kind of adjustments here would really start to draw the right kind of balance between residents and businesses, and making sure just on the receiving end from residences that seem appropriate. One of the main things is just a plainly audible standard. That whole notion of quote unquote conversation level inside of dwelling, I feel like that is something that needs to be looked at and addressed. And additionally, just as relates to amplified sound, that's obviously the reason I'm here and what I have continued to have to deal with at my residence with a business that is playing amplified sound all the time, that it's very intrusive for hours on end inside, not only just in the yard, but inside the house. So I think just looking at things specifically related to amplified sound would go a long way in trying to address these matters. I think appreciate your attention to this.
Thank you. Next, please. Anyone else for public comment?
Good morning. Louisa Montgomery, 404 Church Street.
and happy All Hallows Eve. It's not just Halloween. I'm here for the same reason that we've always been here. But my big question, I have one question for each of you. That's when I said, look at my eyes. Suppose it was your house. Suppose it was the sanctity of your bedroom with your head on a pillow and you heard boom, 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 and every now and then a wail that some people consider singing. There's got to be a process that can be developed to differentiate sounds, whether they're in my house, in my yard, abutting a business. I might not be in the historic district. I might be in a home, but across the street, somebody is carrying on and having a great time, regardless of my sleep habits. So just think, what if it were your home? Thank you.
Next, please. Thank you.
Good morning. Lewis Horton, 138 Live Oak Drive. I just want to say that after the last town council meeting, right outside the door, Sean Mayer was there, Saltwater Cowboys general manager. He couldn't have been more nicer. He said he didn't realize it was such a problem. I would urge council to consider appointing an ad hoc committee, make him a co-chair, get somebody else off of your staff to be a co-chair, and let them pull together the people, commercial interest on Shem Creek and also the residents, and see if they can come up with some common ground, if you want to use that term. I think he could be a positive influence on some of the main culprits, and without doubt, the shelter is one of them. It blasts. Thank you very much.
Next, please.
Happy All Saints Day. Thank you for your time today. I'd like to recommend four basic things as we go through this. One, that there'd be decimal readings from the Mount Pleasant Police Department and citizens in the most affected areas. And there would be a gathering at that point with citizens on both sides of the aisle, so to speak, because I think we can come together. My experience is working with the post house that we can. Two, do the comparative survey of other towns, both for having dual sound decibel levels, but also ones where it abuts the properties, commercial and residential, and look at those carefully, especially in lieu of what their sound ordinances state. Three, personal observation. If you have not been out, and if you have not listened and done the decibel meters with the police department or on your own, then you're remiss. I think some of the town council have and some haven't. But quite frankly, I went out afterwards and I found places like they were loud, like the post house, but they're under 60. Had they been 65 or whatever, I think that would have been another issue. And number four, language. There's a number of other issues that need to be addressed as you look at this noise ordinance, which are the hours of operation, plainly audible language, landscape and construction noise. In those sensitive areas, noise dampening devices are very important, and making sure that the noise ordinance are in conflict with other existing statutes. There are other statutes on the books that it would be in conflict right now unless you, this one overrides those. And so the overall goal is, you know, that we have a livable area for all people, whether it's you're running a business or a commercial, but I think it's important that, you know, number one, we use the Mount Pleasant Police Department and their noise ordinance as well as the comparative research from all other areas to determine what works and what doesn't. It's not, you can't do it in a void. And then three, you must go out and you must listen at key times to understand what's going on. I've done that and it was very instructive when I worked with John Acofano and he went out and he said, oh my goodness, I can't believe it's not over 60 and there's two bands playing on Shem Creek. So I think it's important to do that and then look at all the other details. I do agree that coming together with the groups on both sides are important. Again, I've done that. It sounds like you're doing that. A number of others are doing it. It's very helpful everybody seems to want to work together, but there are those egregious ones, like the shelter, and those need to be battened down. So thank you very much.
Any others? All right. Thank you very much. That will conclude Section 3, public comments. We'll move on to Section 4, police matters. We have no agenda items. Section 5 is judicial matters. We spent an afternoon listening to applicants for two judgeships that were up, and I believe we have a motion that resulted from what we heard and what we deliberated in executive session that day.
I'd like to move that we reappoint Judges Thurmond and Richter to be municipal judges.
Second.
We have a motion and we have a second. Let me make sure I ask our parliamentarian, is our motion sufficient for the for those two to be reappointed? Okay, thank you very much. It's always good to know on something that important. Motion and a second. Any comments? I'd just like to say before we vote that those are two incumbent judges. As we usually do with something that important, we don't not appoint, reappoint people like judges unless we have some overwhelming reason. That does not mean that we did not have a talented pool of applicants that just about any of which could make qualified judges for us. And it's not easy not appointing people who want to serve our town. But in this case, we had two who have been demonstrating that very, very well. All in favor of the motion to reappoint the two judges as mentioned, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We have reappointed our two judges. Item number 6 is legal matters. And as I pointed out to some citizens before we got to this, this is a discussion and review. We're not voting on anything today. We have 90 days. And thank you, Councilman Ritchie, for getting council to approve that at our last meeting. We want to use that effectively. And there are many aspects to an effective ordinance that have to do with a lot of other complicated issues than what decibel level we arrive at. So we have sort of discussed some ways to go forward. Mr. Pagliarini and I have discussed it. Citizens here today discussed it. The first thing I do want to address is that for the town to actually appoint a citizens committee or something would require, what, two meetings, two votes, applications, screening, and all that. That's not exactly what we intended. We heard from the grassroots level that this was happening, that people are working together. I know that neighbors of the post house are working together, and folks at Shim Creek, Mr. Horton left, but they've had conversations with Saltwater Cowboys. We need those groups to work together to have their conversations. Yes, you can invite a council member. Yes, you can invite somebody from the town staff. But if we create a commission, we have a long, cumbersome process of having to do that. It would be 2 months before we could do it. What we want is for those people who are already working at the grassroots level to do the things they, to say the things they want to say. And here's an example. We just had in the committee that you chaired, the planning committee, we had the STRAMP, the Short-Term Rental Association of Mount Pleasant. They weren't appointed by the town. We didn't pick them and choose them, but they came together and they coalesced, and they meet with staff, they meet with committee members, and they come to our meetings and they say, here's some things that we want you to think about. This represents our best interest in this area of what we're doing. That's what we need to do. We're not going to be appointing a committee, but we want those who are already working at the grassroots to do that. I agree that we need council members to get out, especially on this committee, to get out, go with our police, and see for yourself how this works. I did it, and it was eye-opening to me. I heard decibel levels at a place on Shim Creek. It actually hurt my ears. And on the next property away, it didn't get above 55 decibels. So it can be done rather easily. So we need people to go out. Mr. Pagliarini and I have discussed, and nothing to stop others from doing this on this committee. We need to look at sample ordinances from around the state and around the country. What are we missing? What can we do that works better than what we have in our draft? We need some time to go over that. And last but not least, I mentioned this in the council meeting, we have got so much language in this that has to do with other than going out and reading decibel levels. There's issues about times, there's issues about amplified music, and all of these are in the draft ordinance. There's discussion about what is plainly audible. There's uninvited noise. Page 5 has to do with amplified sound. Page 5 or 6, yeah, page 5 also has to do with mufflers, and I know that's a state issue and all that. But dang, I think it's just sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. But once we started discussing a noise ordinance, I have noticed more and more really loud muffler sounds in this town, and some of them in the middle of the night. There's somebody that must work at a hospital or something, because I hear them every morning at 5 a.m. going down Mathis Ferry Road. So I would like for us to have a discussion about how we get there from here, because I believe the 90 days we had has us bringing this to council in February. Is that right, Mr. Pecklin? In February.
That is correct, sir.
So that means that the stuff that we're going to have together to make our final recommendations, we would like to have that stuff in January. That gives us a January committee day, a February committee day, and then getting it to council at our February meeting, if I've got that timetable right.
In December.
What's that?
In December committee day.
Yeah, what I mean is to make the final decision. But we've got this one, which is our November one. We've got December, and we've got January. So by January, any of this information that we need to start putting the final language in this, I think we need that in January. And yes, we would be bringing that and hopefully chipping away at it in December. So let's just have some discussion. There's no motion. We don't need it. This is a discussion item about some things to do. I have a question, and with the chief here, what would be a good timetable for us to get a real representative, given the holidays coming up, to get a real representative view of what the entertainment venues are doing on a weekend night? I know we had an incident with one in the Shem Creek area this weekend.
That's correct.
Pretty serious one. You know, is it going to increase through the Christmas holidays? Would Christmas holidays be a good time to do that? It's hard with family commitments and that kind of stuff. But we don't want to go out on a night that you don't get a representative view of what's going on.
So typically, as it gets colder, more things go indoor and there's fewer outdoor activities.
Okay.
So, but if we begin working now, we should be able to pull together any information that would be required.
Okay. And if council members, especially from this committee, but all council members, wanted to just go out and do it, preferably before the cold January, is what you're saying.
Okay. Correct.
So November would probably be a much better time.
That's correct.
Okay. Does that sound good? Get council members out. Let's recommend that. Thank you, Chief. Draft wording. Mr. Pagliarini, how can we do this in a way that doesn't have you going in circles? How about if we sort of give you these type things that we are looking at in this draft, give you some time to gather some other ordinances, because they may answer some of these questions for us?
So thank you, Mayor. What I would recommend is we'll send you the samplings of everything that we have.
Okay.
We'll try not to make it too cumbersome. We'll try to pick out the ones I think that have more addressed. Maybe that'll provide some thought and ideas. And obviously, this was all put together using existing and model ordinances. What I would ask, I think, is a good way to do it is for y'all maybe to just mark it up and provide us maybe with some thoughts.
Okay.
And what I always prefer to do is provide council committee with some options. And so maybe, you know, we can bring several versions, not a gross number of versions, but maybe 2 to 3 different versions that you all can consider before the next meeting. And I think that would help streamline the process.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. I would like to ask, and I've been telling everybody this anecdotally, having a year's look at this, having been out there, I want to see And I know enforceability is an issue, and police officers should not have to know the zoning of two parcels of property if they're on a noise call. But can we find some ordinances that have different zones, one where you abut residential or have residential within so many feet, and the other where you're a strictly commercial thing? And I'm thinking, you know, town-wide, because town center, there may not be a residence within, you know, across the street from their big property. But if you're at the post house, or if you're over in Mr. Carter's neighborhood, you've got one in your backyard. And I'm beginning to think if we can get wording that's not unenforceable and not a nightmare to enforce, that the one-size-fits-all approach is probably not going to work. So that's something that I would ask for, if we can find that. Other thoughts, committee members? Mr. Chapman?
Mr. Chairman, the issue, I think, first started with the whether or not we should have a specific DB level for the police to enforce rather than a generic, it sounds too loud, option. I think that continues to be the direction we need to go. With whatever kind of noise, with whatever area of the town. Second, I think the types of sound need to be specified. As an example, the loud music coming from amplified sound is obviously louder than simply playing a guitar. So I think that is an issue that needs to be addressed. I think also the issue of the mufflers on whatever vehicle they're riding on. And I live relatively close to Mathis Ferry Road.
Do you hear that
sound?
And
I hear those sounds of different types of vehicles a lot on the weekends. Finally, some of us are probably more able to recognize sound than others. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And I've been out, not with a dB meter, a dB reading meter, but out. And I can certainly determine what seems to be louder. Finally, the issue of commercial versus residential and relative proximity. I had a personal experience, and I'm not going to name the name of the venue, but it was in a commercial area, and my residence is not necessarily adjacent to that commercial area, but the sound was in my bedroom at 11:30 at night, overpowering, and I did make a phone call, and our police department went and helped to reduce it. So I think if you start going from commercial distance from residential, you might not always meet the desired outcome. So I'll leave it at that, and that's probably too much talk.
All right. Yes, sir. Mr. Rissi.
Sure. Agreed with the points that have been brought up. I'd also would recommend, and Chief Arnold may have already done this, is reaching out to other agencies similar to Mount Pleasant Police Department in our town with similar ordinances and find out what kind of issues, if any, they've had with enforcing it or not enforcing it. Has it been successful? And Chief, you may have already done that, sir. It may be something you can provide us pretty quickly. But I think that's what I'm hearing, too, from our citizens who show up here, is how has it helped the police department? Because that's been one of the driving forces for me, is making sure our police department have something that's enforceable. you know, we can talk about it all day long, but if we can't enforce it, I don't, Chief, I don't want to put you or our police department in a worse position. I want you to be able to enforce it. So, sir, if you could help with that, I would appreciate it. And I think, lastly for me, hearing that we can't necessarily appoint a committee, which would have been, you know, ideal if we could at least have some input, at least we could, but there's a lot bigger process. I would encourage those here today, because you're the same ones that come and represent each and every meeting, and I appreciate that. Take the lead. Get with our restaurant association that's on the creek and our restaurateurs. And you're right. I think Saltwater Cowboys, I know those folks very well. Talk to those folks. Talk to Wade. I know they want to be good neighbors. You know, they want you to be able to enjoy your home but also enjoy their restaurant. So I would really encourage this group in this room right now, because these are the same faces I see over and over, take charge of it and bring us back something that everyone's discussed and share it with us as a group. And I would appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I think you guys got it all covered.
All right. So we don't have to adopt a timetable. I hope the minutes have sort of caught what we're talking about. I think the first best thing we do is begin working on all the language. And you heard how Mr. Pagliarini wants us to do that, for us to sort of do a markup. You'll get some things to us. I know I can take what I've mentioned and get that to y'all and to him right away. November is a good time to go out with the police, listen to the decibel meters on the weekends. Good thing we weren't out there this past weekend. Apparently it got a little out of hand, but commend our police department for looking out for our residents and handling that situation. And then the community groups, and I'll be happy to meet, I think any of us would be happy to meet with y'all, go to lunch or have y'all come meet here or something. And then in January, we'll bring this stuff back in December. In January, let's try to have it all, to start putting it all together. And that'll give us a January and a February meeting and hopefully a proposed ordinance for February. Does that sound good, Mr. Pagliarini? Mr. Moore, does that sound workable? All right. And Chief, all right. Thank you all very much. That ends item six. Item seven is to adjourn. If there's nothing further before this committee, we stand adjourned.